Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
We're back from our holidays.
Mm-hmm. We're also live on Facebook.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
We are back.
Mm-hmm.
Starting our lives again with a bunch of good information today.
Oh, yeah. We know you all missed us over the last couple weeks. And so now we're back to help you not miss us anymore. I'm trying to do two things at once.
So we got a new contest we're starting this week. Mm-hmm. We have some questions. We have some news stories.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
Some quotes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think we're ready to jump right into it. If you are with us, either right now or watching later, you can comment with any questions you have about real estate. And if you haven't ever watched us before, we'll try and answer those live if we're live. And if not, we'll answer them the next week. So go ahead and comment with any questions you have about life. I mean, real estate or anything like that.
We can answer questions about life.
Yeah.
They might not be correct.
Yeah. We'll give you an opinion about life. All right, so first thing, you want to talk about a contest?
Sure. Our contest we're going to do, okay, this is a little bit different. So what we want everyone to do is put a comment in what business you think needs to be started in Owen County and Spencer.
Yes.
So what business do you think we need in Spencer that we do not have right now?
Right.
So you put in a what type of business you think we need, and your name will be put in the drawing.
Yeah. Yep. So everybody who comments, you can have a good answer or a bad one. You will still be put into a drawing for a gift card.
We'd prefer the good ones, but
yeah,
you know, you'll still get your name put in.
Yes. So what kind of business would you like to see? And don't just go with ones we already have.
Yeah, we want new ones.
New ones. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think we actually need? Like if you're saying, you know, they have this in Bloomington or Indianapolis, but we don't have in Indiana. I mean, in Spencer.
Yes.
If you know of something they have in other cities or towns that we do not have that we need, put in the comments.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. So that's our big contest.
Yes.
Now, news stories. You want to tell us
some
news stories?
Sure. Yeah, news stories. So, as you guys might have seen on Instagram and Facebook, actually, I think mainly it's just Instagram, there's been a lot of those filters popping up of, like, which one are you? Which Disney character are you? Which vacation should you take? Which famous person are you? And actually, they've come out, and that is actually they're stealing everybody's identity through clicking that. No, I just made that up. Oh, they're not. But I felt like it was worthy of being a part of our news section because those things have, like, blown up. Everybody's doing them. And if you aren't doing them, you're not in. Oh, sorry, Trent.
I'm afraid to see who they would say I am.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of silly, but for some reason they're addicting to everybody. So people just want to, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they're addicting, but they are. So that's my news story. What's yours?
Okay, let's talk about a more important news story. LSU is the college football champs. That's pretty important.
Yeah, that is.
They played really good, setting more records and all kinds of things. I'm not a big LSU fan, but.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve the award this year. They were definitely the best, for sure. So.
Yep. I think Verl was the only one in our office that stayed up to watch
the
him.
Game,
everybody
yeah.
else, it was way too late.
Yeah.
So they all go to bed early. But,
but they won, even without us watching.
Yeah.
And the Colts are getting ready to sign Tom Brady. Had you seen that?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, that will never happen.
He is a free agent. You never know.
What yeah. We'll see. I think he should think about retiring.
He said he's not going to do that.
Well, he should think about it. Hey, Adam Vinatieri thought that too until his season started.
He was hurt.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, I think it would be funny if the Colts got Tom Brady. Because I like Tom Brady. I just don't like New England. So.
No. I don't think
you
that's.
Don't think
I think you'd lose half of the Colts.
No,
all right. If you were watching this live or not live, comment. What would you do if the Colts signed Tom Brady? What would you do? Would you still be a Colts fan?
Or do you care?
Or do you even care? All right. Let's get on to our real estate questions. That's why we're on here. What's our first question?
First question. Do I have to be pre-approved to see inside a house or go see a house? No, you do not have to be pre-approved. Do we recommend it? Strongly. We strongly recommend that you're pre-approved,
yes.
But you do not have to. The key is if you see in a house and you really like that house, the chances of getting it without a pre-approval are like slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
So, pre-approval is one of the first steps you want to take when you're ready to start looking at homes.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have that paper that says, you know, I've already talked to a financial institution, whether it be a bank or mortgage company, and I am serious about this.
Yeah.
That way, when you go to put in an offer, they will take your offer seriously.
That's right. It's the way we like to explain it is it's like going to the grocery store without any money. Can you go to the grocery store without any money? Yes, but you cannot check out unless you have money. So you need to get that pre-approval. It's basically like your debit card at the grocery store. I don't know. Yeah, I do it all the time.
So.
No, see, that pre-approval letter is like the credit card, cash, debit card, whatever it is. Yep. So you need a pre-approval letter to check out. I don't know why I went to it. All right. Next one. All right. Would you rather invest in the stock market or real estate? Yeah. There's a lot of variables there. I would rather invest in whatever's a good deal. If I got a really good deal on some stocks or a business, I would definitely go with that. But if I get a really good deal on real estate, I would go with that. So there's always risk in whatever you invest in my opinion. But real estate tends to be less risky in my viewpoint. But that's not the case if you get a really bad deal. So
yeah,
it depends on what you're looking at. What's your thoughts?
I'm kind of along the same lines as Ethan on this one. I think, you know, it depends on the situation. But the key to all those situations would be don't plan on getting rich quick.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's real estate or stock market. If you're in it for the long haul, then you'll probably be okay as long as you don't do something completely silly. But if you just want to get rich quick, real estate's not necessarily a good idea.
Mm-mm.
And stock market wouldn't be either.
Yeah. Hey.
So I would say figure out what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get rich quick, maybe you should look into illegal activities.
Wow.
Maybe you should do that
either. That's where Trent's mind goes. That's where you get rich quick. Illegal activities. No, actually, my Facebook newsfeed is full of like make $10,000 in 3 weeks, make $60,000 in a month. I don't know. There's like all kinds of these ads. So there must be ways to get rich quick.
You just named it. There is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I heard somebody.
That's the illegal one.
Yeah. No, it's not illegal. No, what was it? Somebody wrote a book about how I became a millionaire, and they basically sold a million copies, and they said, there, that's how I became a millionaire. I don't know where I heard that. It must be a joke or something. But it's kind of true. Write a book about how you're successful, and you'll be successful. Yep.
For sure. We've had a lot of questions here recently, too. Is it still a good time to list our house right now, even in the middle of winter, that kind of thing?
Yep.
Yes, it definitely is. We still have a lot of people looking. We get calls constantly. And what we have is we have more people looking for property than we have properties that match their criteria.
Yep.
So, yes, if you're even thinking about listing your home, get with us, because now is definitely a good time. Especially with it being decent weather, there's a lot of people out looking, for sure.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but we will come out to your house for free and do kind of a consultation with you about your house, any pointers we think you might need to work on to get it fixed up and ready to sell, you know, kind of give you a priority list in our opinion. And we'll also tell you roughly what we think your house is worth and what we could get out of it. So that's something we offer for free. You can call us anytime and we can schedule an appointment with you. So,
Sooner the better. And spring will be here before you know it. And then places will really be moving fast
again. Yes. Yep. So. Always good to plan ahead. If you're wanting to sell, it's never too early to go ahead and get the wheels turning.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there you go again. Get your place ready to sell and get your pre-approval for your next place contingent upon selling your house so you know what kind of range you can be
in. Yeah, that way you can buy those groceries you're looking at. Okay. Let's highlight some listings we've got. So for you on Instagram, I guess I'll do mine first since I... All right, so this house is for sale in Coal City. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath. It's got 1,500 square feet, about 3.5 acres. It's really a nice little property. It's out kind of rural. None of the neighbors are very close, so you've got a lot of privacy. And it's got a pond on it that's very nice. Listed for $144,900 right now. So if you guys are interested, you know of anybody in the Coal City area, family members, friends, go ahead and tell them about this property. It probably won't last long. That's always our hopes anyway.
All right.
And then, yes. No, yours can wait.
Right. Okay, now.
So yours.
Investment property. This is a nice investment property in Quincy. It actually is listed at $49,000. It has 4 mobile home lots on it. So it's 4 mobile home lots with 4 septic systems. They all are sharing one well. They're not having any issues with that, but there is only one well. 4 septic systems, 4 mobile home lots. And 3 of the mobile homes come with it. One of them is just renting the lot space. So one mobile home is owned by someone else. The other 3 come with it. And this is definitely something, if you like rentals, you want to check into. Because $49,000 for 4 rental incomes is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Quincy. So if you have any questions, call us and we will be glad to help you with that.
There you go.
Yeah. So...
All right.
That's our highlighted properties of the week.
Yes.
Now, do we have any announcements for the week? No announcements?
Not that I know of.
Man, we got to have some kind of announcement for the week.
I kind of didn't think very hard about that section.
You know, the other thing we ought to do is we ought to do what team do people think is going to the Super Bowl out of 4 that's left?
Well... Since we're already doing a contest, what if next week we do, like, who's going to win the
Super Bowl? There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So this week, our contest, in case you missed the beginning, our contest is name a business that we need in Spencer that we do not currently have.
Yes.
So put a name of a business we or a type of business that we need in Spencer, and your name will get put in the drawing to win. And then next week we will do who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How about that?
That sounds good.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Time for our signing off with our favorite quotes. Okay. Can you do yours first?
Sure. I'll do mine first. I even have the name of the person that done this quote. You
should
good be proud
job.
Of me this week. Robert Kiyosaki said this.
We need
start small and dream big. That's the way things should be. Start small and dream big.
That's good.
Don't try to jump in too deep right off the bat. You know, you got to start small.
That's
dream
good.
Big.
Yep.
What's yours?
All right. Mine is by George Bernard Shaw. Those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything.
I do that quite often.
Then you can change a lot. Yep. So that's our quotes, and we're going to sign off of here. Yep, I'm Ethan McNeil. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.